to be executing the Amalekites in his or her life and doing it by the power of the Spirit. That's what he's saying there. After declaring victory over sin in Romans 6, he then describes the ongoing battle with sin in Romans 7, and now he describes the triumphant experience that wins the battle and silences the conscience, and he says it is here, it is putting to death the deeds of the body, killing sin, hacking it to death. The distinctive behavior of those who are saved and those who are victorious over sin is they are continually putting their evil deeds to death, killing them. As the King James says, mortifying sin. Paul is saying that that is a characteristic of a true believer. They put to death the deeds of the flesh, they kill sin. True believer will not act like Saul, who wanted to pamper and preserve Agag. But he will act like Samuel, who hacked him without mercy into pieces. Beloved, you can't tame the flesh. You can't make it a house pet. You can't coexist with it. You can't say, well, there's only a few of them out there. Let them run around. They're not going to harm anybody. Paul says you better get after all of them and kill them, just as God instructed his people to do with these marauding Amalekites. Dramatic action. Our Lord spoke of such dramatic action on several occasions. One of them is in Matthew 5, 29 and 30, when he said, if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you, for it is better that for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to go into hell. He's not calling for self-mutilation. He's calling for mortification. It's a very similar thing. You've got some things in your life you need to kill. And Paul is saying essentially the same thing back in Romans when he's talking about killing sin. Paul never promises a believer immediate freedom from sin's harassment. He doesn't say that in the great triumph, all the Amalekites will die. He says you're going to have to keep putting them to death all through your life. And Paul doesn't say you can solve this problem with a crisis moment, second blessing, second work of grace, instant sanctification experience. Doesn't say that. He doesn't say you can solve it with a passive approach by saying, let go and let God. I can't do anything.